Favorite Position, written and read by Calicolor. Chapter 2, Falling Deeper. Mooching stared at the laptop screen. He thought if he stared hard enough, the words might write themselves. Unfortunately, modern technology had not been developed to allow such a thing yet. So, instead, he settled for typing out a few sentences and promptly backspacing when he realized he was just repeating the same thing, but with different phrasing. He sighed loudly. Essays were his biggest weakness. He couldn't stand sitting at his desk for hours at a time, trying to rack his brain for the right words.
"What are you up to?"
Mooching looked over his shoulder at the sound of Fangxin's question. His roommate was draped across his bed along the opposite wall, phone in hand, as he watched a video. He had paused it when he heard Mooching sighing. His brown hair was free from its signature neat bun, falling over his shoulders. He wore a simple black t-shirt and sweatpants, the fabric clinging to his toned thighs. The muscles on his arms were exposed, and Mooching would be lying if he said his eyes weren't regularly drawn to them, much like they were now. He quickly tore his eyes away from the sight, muttering out a reply.
"Writing my essay. On a Friday night? Don't you want to relax? It's due next week. You've got the whole weekend to finish it. You can take off for a night."
Mooching wanted to argue, as he often did when it came to Fangxin. Why was he trying to tell him what to do? He wasn't the boss of him. But part of him also agreed. It wasn't like he'd gotten all that much done earlier today, and there was no way he was going to make much more progress before the end of the night. It was already dark out, and he had been working on his outline since the morning. Frankly, he was sick of thinking about the essay. But, of course, he wasn't going to admit that Fangxin was right. He would lose face.
"Quiet," Mooching grumbled, typing a few words. "I'm trying to write."
Truthfully, he was trying to keep himself busy for more reasons than simply getting his assignment done in time. Whenever they were alone together in their dorm room, he couldn't help remembering the night 2 weekends prior, when they'd attended Hua Cheng's house party together, when they'd made out at the party and came back to have sex in their dorm room. The images had not left his mind since then. Images of Fangxin roughly pushing him up against their door, hands pinning his wrists above his head, Mooching straddling him, gazing down at him with parted lips, Fangxin lying back on the mattress, breathing harshly while he took him, Fangxin's fingers curling around his ponytail and tugging relentlessly. He shivered subtly at the mere idea of his hair being pulled. While the two had certainly messed around since the party, their activities had been limited to quick makeouts and even quicker handjobs. College kept them so busy. There had barely been time when they were both at home. Mooching should be grateful to finally have a night with just the two of them alone in their dorm room. But even after all the interactions they'd had over the past 2 weeks, Mooching still felt shy around Fangxin. It was an embarrassing fact that he refused to admit out loud, lest he lose whatever fake battle he and Fangxin were participating in. In reality, the butterflies hadn't left Mooching's stomach since Fangxin had come home early in the evening. He was so deep in his thoughts that he was startled by the feeling of fingers suddenly brushing through his ponytail. His head whirled around, fingers freezing against the keyboard. Fangxin had ditched his bed and positioned himself behind his chair. With one hand clutching the armrest to lean over him, his other hand leisurely carted through his hair. He peered over at his laptop screen, eyebrows furrowing together.
"This looks so boring," Fangxin said. "You look boring," Mooching countered.
One of Fangxin's eyebrows rose, an amused look crossing his features.
"You're really the king of comebacks, aren't you?"
Mooching scoffed, turning his attention back to his laptop.
"I didn't ask for your opinion. Now, why don't you go back to looking at your phone or something?"
What if I don't want to?
"Are you intent on distracting me?"
The fingers combing through his hair curled, pulling ever so slightly. Most people probably wouldn't even notice if it was done to them, but Mooching was hyper-aware of any kind of contact with his hair. And he was especially aware that Feng Xing knew how sensitive he was in that area. Mooching swallowed hard. They hadn't had a chance to explore it beyond the night of the party, but he was slowly coming to the realization that an opportunity was starting to present itself.
"Maybe I am," Feng Xing said. "Would that be a problem?"
"Logically speaking, yes. I'm trying to write an essay that's due next week, and you're interrupting me."
"And illogically speaking?"
He felt his ponytail being pulled taut down his back, his chin tilting a bit higher as a result. His eyes met Feng Xing's, who was letting his gaze trace over his face, searching. A small, shaky gasp escaped Mooching's lips. He had long since given up trying to type anything legible, hands now gripping the edge of the desk.
"Your hands are on me, and I'm not necessarily complaining,"
Mooching said, rolling his eyes. Feng Xing grinned, free hand moving from the armrest to glide slowly along his bicep. It came to a stop, resting on his shoulder.
"It seems we're on the same page, then."
Keeping his ponytail taut, Feng Xing bent down to ghost his lips over his exposed neck. His warm breath sent a shiver through his body. Teeth grazed his neck. Soon, soft kisses were pressing into his skin, and Mooching almost hummed at the feeling until he felt more insistent tugging on his ponytail. Small sighs escaped him, eyes fluttering shut. Feng Xing seemed spurred on by his reaction, if the coiling of his fingers around his strands meant anything.
"Stand up," Feng Xing said.
The words were uttered like a command, but Mooching wasn't about to give in so easily.
"Why should I?"
Mooching huffed, trying to straighten up in his chair, but he found he couldn't move, pinned in place by the strong grip on his shoulder. Feng Xing laughed into his ear, low and dark.
"This again? Come on, Mooching. Why do you pretend you don't want me?"
He licked a long stripe up his neck. Mooching trembled at the sensation, at his words.
"We both know you're always the one begging me to continue if I even try to stop."
It was an unfortunate truth. Mooching was familiar with this game. He was a frequent partaker in it, but he couldn't help it, really. In addition to his already flighty nature, it made things hotter, heightened the pleasure, made the orgasm even more satisfying. Pulling away just enough to let himself be seized was part of the fun. The more he riled up Feng Xing, the rougher he became. And the rougher, the better.
"Not pretending," Mooching said. "You're so annoying."
"Annoying? How mean. I just wanted to help you relax."
"What about this is supposed to be relax?"
He broke off at a harsh yank on his hair, gasping as his neck curved.
"True, it's hard to touch you in this position, which is why I suggested you stand up."
Mooching pretended to consider the idea. He crossed his arms and hummed, eyes closing.
"Fine, I suppose I will. It makes sense."
The hold around his hair loosened. Mooching placed his hands on the desk and stood up. Without sparing a moment, Feng Xing slipped a hand around his wrist and led him over to one side of the desk. He turned Mooching to face him and backed him against the wall, placing his hands on the wall on either side of his head. Feng Xing regarded him with a glint in his eye. A long moment passed in silence. Feng Xing's gaze dropped to his lips, his neck, across his shoulders, down to his chest. He was shamelessly checking out Mooching.
"What?"
Mooching mumbled, crossing his arms over his chest again. He quickly averted his eyes, blushing under the scrutinizing gaze.
"What are you planning to do now that you've got me here?"
"You tell me. What should I do?"
Mooching scoffed.
"There's nothing I want from you."
"Fine, I'll leave you alone then."
Fang Xin had only taken one step back and started pushing away from the wall before Mu Qing's hands surged forward, grasping onto his shirt. It was an automatic reaction at this point, an instinct.
Don't leave.
Mu Qing gritted out the words, tugging him even closer than he had been before. He pointedly ignored the growing smirk on his face.
Wouldn't dream of it,
Fang Xin said with a hum.
So?
Mu Qing glared up at his smug expression. He almost hated the way arousal was already spreading throughout his body, and things were only just getting started.
You know what I want.
Oh, do I?
Don't play dumb. We've both been thinking about it since the party.
I've been thinking about many things since the party. You're going to have to narrow it down for me, sweetie.
Ignoring the way his stomach swooped at the nickname, Mu Qing sighed and grabbed his hand to bring it around to his high ponytail.
This, he said. What you were doing just now. Keep doing that.
Oh,
Fang Xin said, feigning surprise.
You liked that, did you? Well, I can certainly alleviate your needs.
He felt Fang Xin's fingers fiddling at the very top of his ponytail. The elastic band was suddenly loosened, slipping off and allowing his hair to fall over his back. Mu Qing's eyes widened as he watched Fang Xin place the band between his teeth, hands moving to gather his own hair together on top of his head. Taking the band, his fingers deftly tied his hair into a neat bun.
We can't have anything getting in the way now, can we?
Fang Xin said.
Fuck, that was hot. Why was that hot? Just get on with it.
So impatient.
Fang Xin's hand slid over Mu Qing's shoulder, fingers tangling in his now loose hair. His fingers felt nice. The feeling soothed him, made his head buzz. He could almost fall asleep like this. But Fang Xin had other plans. His fingers splayed against the base of his neck, nails dragging up through the roots of his hair.
Does somebody need to tame that rude mouth of yours?
With that statement, Fang Xin grabbed a fistful of his hair and pulled hard. Mu Qing's lips parted, and Fang Xin used the opportunity to surge forward and press his top lip in between them. Mu Qing inhaled sharply through his nose as their lips slotted together seamlessly. Mu Qing's arms circled around his firm waist, pulling him closer to erase any distance between their bodies. The intensity of each tug on his hair only increased as time went on. Mu Qing had started out combative, prepared to argue endlessly with the man in front of him. It was a natural reaction between them, as natural as water flowing down the river. But with a little bit of kissing paired with the sensation of fingers coiling and curling around his hair, nails scratching his scalp pleasantly, Mu Qing was falling deeper. His initial pride and hostility had dissipated quickly under Fang Xin's touch, his smell, his being. His mind was growing foggy, eyes bleary and body slackening against the wall. He was vaguely familiar with this feeling. It was rare for him to enter this state of mind, but there was no doubt about it. He was teetering on the edge. Inclined as he was to let himself fall further, he felt like it needed to be addressed first, while he could still think straight. He had just enough control to lift a hand and push at Fang Xin's chest, breaking their kiss and causing the hand in his hair to loosen its grip.
Mu Qing?
Fang Xin said his name, a confused look on his face. He looked at him, worry suddenly overtaking his features.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, just feeling dazed.
Mu Qing responded slowly.
Fang Xin, I need you to listen to me.
What is it? Do you need to sit down, or...
No, just...
Mu Qing grasped at the other man's shirt to pull him closer. He had been backing away just now, as if to give him room.
Have you ever heard of subspace?
Fang Xin just blinked at him, tilting his head.
I don't think I have.
I don't know about other people, but for me, It's like my mind is hazy, and I feel really calm, and I'm just existing. Everything feels slower.
He spoke languidly, eyes half-lidded as he tried to focus on Fangxin's face. He was struggling to find the right words to communicate his feelings. But Fangxin didn't interrupt him, merely standing there and listening.
I just... Fangxin, I'm so turned on right now, and I don't even feel like fighting anymore. I just want to let you take. Like, I'm so fucking okay with it. Maybe later on, I'll look back at this moment and get embarrassed, but I just don't even care enough right now.
He knew how candid his words were. He was being honest, after all. It was a more blunt admission than he usually offered, but the mortification that was expected to follow such brazen words was nowhere to be found. And so, Muqing didn't think deeply on it as he spoke without hesitation.
Muqing...
Fangxin breathed. He brushed some stray hair out of his face, fingers slow and gentle.
Have you felt this way a lot?
Muqing started to nod, then started to shake his head. He settled for speaking instead.
I've only felt this way a few times before, and I wasn't even with someone each time. I felt this way by myself at least once. I didn't even know what it was at first, until I researched online.
Okay, how does it get to this point? What caused it?
For me, I have to be really turned on when something's being done to me that I really enjoy. Like pulling my hair and kissing me. You know, I once made out with someone for an hour, and that made me enter subspace. It doesn't have to be sexual, and it's possible it can lead to something sexual.
A hazy memory resurfaced to the front of his mind, one of his exes penned underneath him, his hands roaming around underneath Muqing's shirt, their lips melding together with ease. They had skipped their shared class together that day. Unintentionally, it wasn't like they'd done it on purpose. They had just been too caught up in their makeout session to notice the time. Muqing had no regrets. That day was the first time he'd ever experienced his brain going fuzzy, focusing on nothing more than lips between his own and hands caressing his skin. It was an addicting feeling. He would say it was akin to the feeling of being high.
Anyway, Muqing continued, my point is that I'm close, like, really close to entering that state of mind. And I need you to know, Fangxin. I need you to understand what to expect.
Fangxin stood there, slowly stroking Muqing's hair over his ear. He seemed to be pondering carefully over his words.
Do you feel like you can decide what you want and don't want?
Fangxin asked slowly. Muqing nodded.
Yes, I've never fallen so deep that I can't understand or consent to things. I'm just very hazy and pliant.
Still, Fangxin continues, we should establish a safe word.
Okay, I'm aware enough to remember a safe word.
How about bagel?
Bagel. Okay, then.
So, what is it that you want?
I want to keep going.
Do you want things to escalate? If not, we can stay this way, just kissing.
Muqing twisted his hands in the fabric of Fangxin's shirt, pulling him closer.
I said before, I'm so turned on, Fangxin, I want things to go further. Please don't hold back. I fully want this. Want you.
As if that was the only reassurance he needed, Fangxin finally leaned in to kiss him, hand moving to cup his cheek. And Muqing dipped his toes just a bit deeper into the foggy feeling. He would let himself go. If it was with Fangxin, he had no worries.
If you want to stop at any time, use our word,
Fangxin said between kisses. Muqing just pulled him back in with an affirming hum. He melted into the kiss, tilting his head to meet him at a different angle. Fangxin's lips were smooth and soft, and they fit so well between his own. He barely registered the hand weaving its way back into his hair. The kiss had him completely distracted, until a familiar sensation had him gasping into Fangxin's mouth.
Fangxin.
Fangxin's breath hitched, the sound of the nickname bleeding between them, and Fangxin leaned back in to kiss him harder, body pressing him against the wall. Mucheng moaned. His legs were trembling slightly, but Fangxin's hand on his waist held him steady, one of his legs pressing forward between his own. It was impossible to ignore the insistent tugging on his hair, scattered sporadically amidst their nipping teeth and prodding tongues. Eventually, the sensations weighed onto Mucheng. His body dropped a bit lower as he started sliding down the wall. The little strength in his legs had started to give. Fangxin paused, both of his hands immediately moving to clutch his waist and hold him there.
Ah Qing, are you tired?
Mucheng's hands snaked around his neck. He felt so useless, unable to even support his body in such a blissed-out state.
Don't want to stop,
he mumbled, trying to pull himself up. Fangxin understood his intent and took action. He brought his hands to the backs of Mucheng's thighs. Mucheng yelped as he was quickly heaved forward and hoisted. His back was pressed firmly against the wall, their chests flushed together. Fangxin gazed up at him with a smirk.
This work better for you?
Mucheng's face was burning, arousal spreading further as his cock pressed against Fangxin's stomach. Fangxin could probably feel how hard he was, and it made his face burn, made him ache with need. Before he knew it, he was rutting helplessly against him, sighing at the friction. Fangxin's eyes widened, his grip tightening around his thighs.
Fuck, Ah Qing, you're so shameless like this.
If his mind wasn't so hazy, Mucheng might have agreed with him, might have shared his shock. Despite often giving in to Fangxin when they messed around, it wasn't like him to be this submissive. He had simply never been brazen enough, always the type to hide this side of himself. But everything felt muffled right now, and Fangxin looked and smelled and felt so good. He couldn't help himself.
Ah Xin, like you a lot. Like you so much.
Mucheng moaned, rolling his hips more. The world was gradually fading away, and nothing seemed to matter more than the two of them together in that moment. He felt a warmth on his lips. Fangxin was kissing him again. The back of his head bumped against the wall, and his eyes fluttered shut. He curled his arms tighter around his neck, hips still rolling forward. Fangxin had begun to aid in his movements, tugging him forward in his strong grip. It wasn't long before Mucheng was a panting, gasping mess in his arms, and it wasn't long before he noticed something hard pressing against his ass every time he grinded against him. His hazy mind began focusing especially on the fact that Fangxin was hard. Fangxin was hard and probably wanted to fuck him or something. And then there was the stray thought of Fangxin being hot as he roughly jostled him, causing his body to bump against the wall repeatedly.
So good,
Fangxin mumbled.
You're being so good, Ah Qing, letting me hear and see you like this.
The praise sent a chill through his body, his hips stuttering. He was no longer moving his hips, merely allowing himself to be maneuvered by Fangxin. His thoughts were muddled, but one stuck out. He could only think of wanting to hear that praise again. It made him feel a bit lightheaded with how much he enjoyed it. There had to be something he could do to receive it. His hips were harshly pulled forward, and Mucheng was reminded of Fangxin's own arousal as it brushed against him. Suddenly, he was wriggling in his hold and grabbed at Fangxin's chest, trying to clamber out of his arms. Fangxin stopped kissing him, hands coming to a halt, and he regarded him with furrowed eyebrows.
Ah Qing, what's wrong? Do you want to stop?
No,
Mucheng said. He was solely focused on removing himself from his arms, but his efforts were futile. Fengxing just held on tighter.
I want to. Please put me down. Let me.
Did you not like something? We can...
Muqing had somehow managed to pry himself from Fengxing's hold. He placed his feet down on the solid floor for a brief moment before sinking down to his knees in front of the other man. Fengxing looked worried, as if he wanted to reach out to help him up. But Muqing had finally gotten this far toward the only goal he could focus on. Words were not coming easily to him in his current state. It was all he could do to silently slide his hands up along Fengxing's thighs to curl around the hem of his pants. He looked up with pleading eyes.
Let me,
was all he could manage. It made Fengxing's throat bob noticeably as he swallowed. He slowly nodded and allowed Muqing to untie and pull off both his sweatpants and underwear. After stepping out of them and kicking them somewhere, Fengxing stood and gazed down at him.
Is this something you want to do?
Fengxing asked. Muqing hummed, wrapping a hand around him.
I want to make you feel good. Want to be good for you.
Fengxing corked an eyebrow at that. Muqing couldn't be bothered to try deciphering the look, and instead leaned his face closer to lick a stripe along his length. When he closed his lips around the tip, he glanced up. Fengxing's mouth had gone slack, hands hanging a bit uselessly at his sides, and Muqing stared at his hands, wondering why they weren't on his hair. Did he have to earn them? He could earn them. He wanted to earn them. Taking him a bit deeper, he moaned around him. The vibration would probably help it feel even better. It seemed to do the trick as a long exhale escaped Fengxing. He slowly bobbed his head, blinking up at him while he did so. He squeezed and twisted his hand around the base. After a mere minute, one of Fengxing's hands grasped his hair. He didn't push him further onto him, and he didn't pull his hair. It frustrated Muqing. He pulled off his cock to purse his lips, looking up at him.
Please,
Muqing said. He brought his own hand up to place it on top of Fengxing's in his hair. It seemed to be enough explanation for Fengxing.
Of course, sweetie.
Fengxing coiled his long hair around his hand and tugged sharply, forcing a gasp from Muqing. He surged forward to close his lips around his cock again, taking half of it. He bobbed his head with a renewed vigor, relaxing his jaw and sucking. His tongue pressed against the bottom as he took him further, lips stretching around him. He vaguely registered Fengxing groaning, reveling in the sensations of his hair being pulled relentlessly. The movements were forceful enough that his head was being dragged back and forth along his cock.
Fuck, you feel so good,
Fengxing moaned.
You're doing amazing, taking me so well.
Muqing kept his eyes glued to Fengxing's face. His eyes were bleary, praise making his legs tremble. He reached out to clutch Fengxing's thighs, steadying himself. They continued that way with nothing but the sounds of heavy panting and sighs between them. After several minutes, Fengxing's legs were shaking against Muqing's hands. The fist in his hair was squeezing tightly, making his scalp tingle pleasantly. To his dismay, Fengxing pulled his mouth off of him, replacing it with his other hand to stroke himself. He didn't have the energy to voice his opinion, though, and simply watched as Fengxing finished himself, turning his body to avoid coming on Muqing.
So good, Aqing. You're perfect.
Fengxing purred.
So good for me, Aqing. Aqing.
The hardness between Muqing's legs became almost unbearable as each of Fengxing's praising words sent a jolt of pleasure through him. He was straining under his clothes, wanting so badly to be touched. A whine escaped his lips, and Fengxing was suddenly scooping him up into his arms and carrying him over to his bed. He was placed on the mattress, head slumping back onto the pillows. Fengxing climbed up to position himself in the space between his legs, eyes raking over his body.
Can I suck you off?
Fengxing asked, and Muqing moaned at the question.
Fuck, yes, please.
He lifted his hips, and Fang Xing removed his pants and underwear with ease. There was a pause as Fang Xing let his gaze roam over him. He inhaled sharply.
"This isn't something I see often," he mumbled. "Usually, you're the one on top, but now that I know what it's like to see you like this..."
Mu Qing whined, growing more and more impatient. A blush colored his cheeks.
"Please, Ah Xing, don't tease me."
Fang Xing smirked, hands smoothing over Mu Qing's legs to spread them further apart.
"I'm also not used to you succumbing to begging so quickly, so easily. This is such a rare sight. I can't be blamed for needing a moment."
He seemed to take mercy on him then, leaning forward to lick tentatively at the flushed head of his cock. Mu Qing's mouth fell open slightly, eyes trained on the man between his legs. Fang Xing dragged his lips along his length before parting his lips to take him by a few inches, sucking around him. Mu Qing felt like he could cry with relief at finally being touched in this way. In fact, he blinked in surprise when he actually felt tears prickling at the corners of his eyes. This didn't go unnoticed by Fang Xing, who had removed his mouth and clutched at his hips to rub soothing circles into them.
"Are you uncomfortable?"
Fang Xing asked, looking a bit panicked by Mu Qing's emotional reaction.
"Don't stop. Oh my god, please don't stop,"
Mu Qing cried, voice wobbling. Fang Xing didn't need any more convincing as he jumped right back in. He closed his lips around his cock, encasing Mu Qing in the warm, constricting feeling of his throat. It caused Mu Qing to moan loudly. Fang Xing took him deeper, and it only forced more breathy moans out of him as he writhed in pleasure. His head fell back into the pillows, neck curving, fingernails digging desperately into the sheets. His body had gone slack, allowing Fang Xing full control. He was mumbling something incoherent to even himself, the same words falling from his lips repeatedly. The words seemed to trigger something in Fang Xing, though, if his quickening movements indicated anything. He gripped his hips hard enough to bruise as he took him all the way to the back of his throat. Mu Qing gasped loudly, crying out,
"Ah, so good. Feels so good. My Ah Xing. Really, really like my Ah Xing. Please don't stop. Never stop. Love this feeling. Love you."
He felt Fang Xing swallow, his throat squeezing tightly around him, and then he was coming. More rambling praises escaped him as his hazy mind became even more clouded than before. The white-hot pleasure washing over him was overwhelming. It seeped into his entire being and didn't subside even after his orgasm passed. He didn't know what exactly followed, his mind going blank, completely unaware of the world around him. His brain tingled endlessly, something like euphoria enveloping his senses. A voice called out to him, but it sounded far away, distant and faint. He blinked slowly, but his eyes refused to focus on anything, vision too blurry. Nothing seemed to matter in that moment. Everything felt too good to care. Several minutes, 10, maybe 30, passed before he registered a weight shifting beside him. And, oh, there was an arm draped across his stomach, a chest pressed firmly into his side. Warm breath on his neck gradually brought him back to the real world. His eyes started to refocus, and he took in the familiar dorm room he shared with Fang Xing. He turned his head to find Fang Xing watching him, eyes soft and full of warmth. When he noticed Mu Qing looking back at him, his eyebrows rose slightly.
"Ah Qing, how are you feeling?"
"Really good,"
Mu Qing hummed. "You were out for a while. I was worried at first, but I figured you just needed a moment."
"Huh? Oh, yeah, that happens. It takes some time for me to come back down after, you know. I felt like I was just kind of floating for a while. Sorry."
He felt a hand on his face. A thumb started caressing his cheek soothingly.
Don't apologize for your body needing time to process. It was kind of nice to take care of you for once. You're always pulling away or fighting with me. This was a different experience. I liked it.
Good. I liked it too. I don't think I've ever been gone for so long before, though.
Oh? Really? You haven't?
No, actually. I think the more I trust someone, the more willing I am to let my mind go with them.
He faltered, embarrassment returning. A blush rose to his face, and he turned his head to the opposite side to avoid Feng Xin's eyes. He whispered the rest under his breath.
I guess I've just never felt so safe before.
But Feng Xin seemed to have heard him loud and clear. Both his arms wrapped around Mu Qing, squeezing him tight enough to knock the breath out of him. Mu Qing gasped, hands fumbling at the interlocked arms around him.
What are you...
Feng Xin brought his face close to his own, breathing against his ear. It caused a shiver to travel throughout his body.
I'm so glad I could help you feel safe. And what was that about you loving me?
Mu Qing's ears, face, and chest burned. He felt so hot he could swear he would catch on fire right then and there. The hazy memory resurfaced as he recalled the words leaving his lips. He couldn't believe he had confessed his raw feelings for his roommate, and on such a sudden impulse.
That was... I didn't mean to...
Mu Qing stuttered.
But did you mean it? Tell me, Ah Qing.
Yes.
Good. I'm glad. Because I love you, too.
Elation bloomed in Mu Qing's chest. He wouldn't admit outright how affected he was, though, his hazy, compliant mind from earlier finally having dissipated. He settled for taking a fist and striking it weakly against Feng Xin's chest, as if to push him away. But Feng Xin remained unaffected, a smirk tugging at his lips as he watched him with amusement.
Shut up, Mu Qing muttered. You're so shameless.
You love it, Feng Xin said. After all, you love me.
Remind me to never admit that to you ever again.
Feng Xin only laughed, bringing a hand up to cup his cheek and press a gentle kiss to his lips. The pout on Mu Qing's mouth slowly melted away as he kissed back. After a moment, Feng Xin pulled away slightly to mumble a response.
Forgive me, but I don't think I can follow through on that.
The end. Listen on to hear a blooper.
How about bagel? Bagel. Like, okay, context for this. I just came up with a random ass word because I was hungry. I was like, bagel. Yeah, let's do that. I don't know. It's silly. It's stupid. I don't know why it makes me laugh, but it does every time. He's just like, bagel. Okay, then. Like, stupid that he... don't even. I'm just being stupid. I'm being silly. Don't mind me. I'm silly goofy.